Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang as we talk about animal disease trace back. Back on that in just a moment.
I'm Taryn Goodwin. I started smoking because a circle of friends that I hung out with smoked. My mom and dad both smoked, and so it was just natural for me to want to smoke. I started smoking when I was 15, and I smoked for 8 years before I really quit. I tried to quit probably 4 or 5 times. This quit attempt was successful because it wasn't just me that I was hurting. I quit cold turkey. I knew that I wanted to quit when I found out that I was pregnant, before I even got pregnant, but I just kept saying, oh, I'll worry about that later. And then when it happened and it was a big surprise to me, it made my decision a lot easier because I was able to think of all the different reasons, all the different health risks to baby. The most difficult time for me was actually coming home with a new baby. But then every time I would gaze down into my son's eyes, it all came back to me. This is why. The advice I would offer other women who want to quit would be, it starts today. You don't have to wait. You don't have to say, oh, I can quit when I get pregnant, or I can quit anytime I want to. The truth is, you can quit now.
SoonerCare provides quitting benefits to its members. Talk to your doctor about quitting.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture finally getting into place the ADT, the Animal Disease Traceback Plan, that will allow us to track interstate movement of livestock, which should help us sort out animal disease outbreaks when they occur. Bill Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says this is important for our international customers. He's glad to see it finally getting into place.
Well, I think so. There's no doubt about that. It will help. I mean, anything that we can do is going to help. You know, I think we can always do more. Customers expect more, so it's a work in progress, and that's probably the best way to describe it.
On the younger animals under 18 months of age, what would you like to see done that could help you in dealing with overseas markets?
Well, you know, there's really two things you look at. I think number one is, you know, what is the system that we have, and I think where USMEF is most concerned, that will ensure that if we have any kind of an animal health issue in the United States, that we would be able to maintain the flow of product. And obviously that has to be more comprehensive. So when I say there's still work to do, that's work to do. Because our trading partners will do basically what we would do, and that would be to close a market. So we think we have to be more comprehensive in that regard. Also, on the standpoint of this source verification, some of these other areas, it's a little bit different. We're seeing that as a trend internationally. We're seeing more customers, whether it's large international groups like Tesco and Costco and Carrefour, they're looking for much more information in this regard as they buy product. We're seeing this especially played out in Europe and Asia, and a lot of the advanced countries. And we're also seeing this done for more marketing reasons, is because of increased competition and the intensity of the competition. How can you differentiate? And so the more that you can source verify, the more that you can show, here are these attributes, whatever you're doing, whether it's animal welfare, whether it's sustainability, whether it's whatever you're doing, the quality of the product, the type of cattle, the type of program, all this makes a difference. So yeah, we're going to see more and more of this as we go forward.
So we could see well beyond the federal government minimum when it comes to ID information.
I think from the industry standpoint, we would like the U.S. government to make sure that we have the minimum criteria set up. So if there's an animal health occurrence in the United States, that it's strong enough and it's foolproof enough that countries will not have to close their markets because of that. And so that's the bare minimum. What goes on over and above that would be where we get into more of the source verification, where people can talk about, here's our brand, here's what we're doing, maybe over and above or whatever, but that's more of a commercial brand type of situation. So that's how we see this. They do work together.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about ADT and source verification. ADT, of course, the Animal Disease Traceback Plan that's just now being put into place by Uncle Sam, by USDA, and by the states and tribes, and the source verification, more of an industry-driven process to give more information to that end user, the consumer, either in this country or overseas. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Don't miss the McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 16th. Now, the sale starts at noon, selling over 1,000 head of quality replacement bred cows, bred heifers, pairs, and bulls, including 250 bred heifers, 600 bred cows and pairs, and 50 bulls. Go to McAllisterStockyards.com for a complete list or give them a call at 918-423-2834. The McAllister Stockyard Special Cow and Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 16th. Don't miss it.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.